This is Author Talk, presented by Author House, the leading provider of services to help authors publish, promote, and sell their books around the world. Author Talk is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. Here is Author Talk with host Steve Jorgensen.
Greetings for Author Talk. This is J. Douglas Barker. Our book today is titled Gentle Shepherd, Ministries, Discipleship, and Supplementation Courses. Our author, who joins me from Idaho, is Rayola Kelly, and this book was also co-authored by Jeanette Haley, one of her associates. Rayola, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to visit with you and share your story. 575 pages. This is an extensive read. It's more than just something you could sit down and casually go through. What is the style of your book?
The style of my book is to help people in a simple way come to an understanding of their Christian faith. A lot of times people are left to their own devices to figure out what they're supposed to believe. They don't always come up with the right belief, so this is to help them, guide them, I should say, in the right direction as to what their understanding should be, their belief, and their tenets of faith, so that they can stand on what they believe and give a defense of it, give an account of it, instead of being confused.
One thing I noticed as I was going through your book, it is not just commentary. You do have some towards the last chapters, but in the beginning chapters, most of it is scriptural references and maybe a slight commentary. Would you describe your book as a transdenominational in its nature and approach?
Yes, it is. It's not geared towards what we call pet doctrines. It's geared towards the basic foundation of the Christian faith. A lot of people get caught up in doctrines or particular theology or ideas, and this is just to keep it simple, because the Bible talks about the simplicity of our faith and simplicity of Christ. And so many times we complicated it by trying to have greater insights, and we just need to come back to that simple, the simple truths of Christ and His Word.
There are some complexities in the religious Christian faith. Not just in the way you've described it, but from observation standpoint, there are individuals that seem to stand up and feel like they've got something that's special, new, renewed, unique, and that people should listen to them. Your book does not approach it that way. It's more of a practical application, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because I think that we get sidetracked from what's important. As far as the Bible, as far as God's heart. God's heart isn't that we get these great insights. God's heart is that we know Him and we understand His basic truths. They're very basic. A child can understand it, and He even says so. If you don't come to Him as a child, you can't really receive His truth. If we complicate it, then we will get off base of what's important to Him.
When you began to write this, this has been a lifelong project in some regards. How long ago did you begin this particular book, Gentle Shepherd?
Well, I became a Christian in 1976, and I became a very avid Bible student because I had been involved in other belief systems that were not really what I would call correct or conducive for my well-being. And so I decided I wanted to know for myself. So many people operate from what we call assumed beliefs. They have been told this, and therefore it's okay. But it's up to each individual to find out what they really want to or need to believe for themselves. Because I can't defend somebody else's beliefs. So I set out to know for myself. And so it's been since 1976, but this book came into operation in about 1992, when we were going to a missionary school, and we realized they didn't have good enough material to really disciple the missionaries or for the missionaries to use overseas. So I decided I should try to write a discipleship course, and this is what came out of it.
Is this something that, as you mentioned, missionaries can use? An individual, a Bible scholar, Bible teacher, anyone could reference the material here and find access that would benefit them?
Yes, it is. Basically, it's good for a new convert because it just helps them in their basic tenets of belief, but it also helps the student. It equips the student of the Bible to be a greater disciple of Christ, and it's a useful tool for a teacher if they want to teach it. The main thing, it also allows people to do greater studies in the Bible if they want to. It gives them a foundation and basis, and then they can do more study. In fact, I've written other books that can be intertwined into this discipleship course that gives more information. So it's very extensive, depending on the student.
Yeah, your chapter one talks about the Godhead, which is a topic that confuses a lot of people. But one thing that you have shared in here is the historical references to God or the Godhead. The names of God, for example, you have 10 or 12 of those mentioned. There's more than that available if those, individuals studying this wanted to go deeper in their Bible study.
Sure. It just gives it gives enough where a person gets to get hungry and maybe to build up their curiosity. I think one of the things that we have in our society is an instant society. We want to know it all at once, but that's not possible for the Bible, and it's not possible for a God who's eternal. And so we have to be willing to allow our curiosity to be stirred up, so that we will go deeper and further into our studies. And I hope that this, discipleship course sort of gives them that little taste so that they'll go deeper and want to know more for themselves.
You've also given the reader opportunity, if he is a student or if they choose to be, an opportunity to put personal notes and establish a growth path that way as well.
Yes, I want people to put their own understanding down. And the beauty about learning is that if you put your own understanding down and then you go back through it, you will realize how much you have learned. And so I want them to put their own heart into it, their own understanding, their own meditation, their own thoughts in it, how it impacted them. And so I wanted to give them the opportunity to do that as well.
And again, I'll underscore for the listener, most of your commentary is not commentary, but just scripture references and maybe a short paragraph describing what that content is about. You do get a little more involved towards the end of the book, but in the first few chapters, it's pretty straightforward. That's your approach, isn't it?
Yes, I want scripture to speak for itself. I think there's a lot of opinions out there, and I have my opinions too. But that doesn't necessarily make it proper for somebody else. And so I try to keep the commentary down. And my goal in this discipleship course was to connect the dots. The Bible is so full of information, but the dots have to be connected for a person to have a complete picture. So my goal was to use scripture to connect the dots for people so that they could have a fuller picture of who God is, what salvation is, what the gospel is, all those issues that we have to come to terms with.
And some of those issues have been confusing to the Bible reader, and you give them some options so that they can study on their own and develop their own observations.
Yes, I don't want to tell people how to believe. And I think that's a problem with a lot of different denominations. They want to influence how people believe. I want people to come to terms with who God is for themselves, because it's up to them to know God for themselves, and they can't know God through somebody else. And so my goal was to give them some options and encourage them to study it out for themselves and to establish their own belief system and not be controlled or dictated to by other people. And, of course, again, it comes down to you can't defend other people's beliefs.
Ariola, as you completed this book, who did you think would find it of value?
To me, any Christian that's hungry and thirsty and really just wants the simple truth. I think there's so many Christians out there that are tired of the debates. I mean, there are endless debates about, well, who is right and who is wrong. And they get confused and they think, is there just something or some source that I can look at and just see it for myself and develop my own understanding? And so I want to take out all the debates and just let Scripture speak for itself I do put, like you said, a bit of commentary in it, but I really try to stay away from influencing how people should think. I think they need to come to terms with that for themselves.
To describe this to my listeners in a couple of sentences in a condensed form, the abbreviated version, how would you do so?
Well, it's about the love of God. It's about our hope in God. It's about the heart of God, which is salvation, which is being delivered from all the things that just wear us down and oppress us. And that's the beauty of this discipleship course, is that it helps you become a follower of Christ. And the more that you follow Christ, the more that you're set free to discover who you are. A lot of people are trying to say, who am I? And it's basically found in right back to their Creator, who designed them to be someone special. And so I wanted this book to give them that opportunity to discover that.
And the student can take it at their own pace and develop mm-hmm. their own understanding by taking their time if they need to.
Yes. You can take as much time as you want. You can get other resources and study the text or study the theme and come out with a better understanding. I just wanted people to get a little bit hungry and thirsty. There's so much out there that people are just inundated. And what do you eat of? What do you partake of? What do you believe? And so this was my way of just cutting out all the nonsense that's going on and giving people an opportunity just to come back to the simplicity of who Christ is and the simple truths of his word.
Would you underscore that that might be the approach that you took in order to make it different from others in the marketplace?
Yes, well, it is, but it's more extensive. A lot of the discipleship courses that I've seen, there is this influence to cause people to think a certain way. But the other part is it's not extensive. Most discipleship courses are very surface, and it's a quick way of trying to get people, you know, at a certain place. But this is a discipleship course that is to bring balance to a person's understanding, at the same time give them the opportunity to meditate for themselves what they should believe and what they should know.
575 pages. What were the challenges in getting this completed?
The challenges was redoing it constantly. It's been redone about four times.
My.
As far as changing scriptures, correcting it, not changing scriptures, but changing the version I used. I used the King James because there's a lot less complications in that. But it was going through it about four times and retyping it because I started on a word processor. And I think my other great challenge was just to keep it simple, to stay away from my opinions, to stay away from pet doctrines, and just keep it simple and keep it straight and on that path that I wanted to establish for other people.
You've done a great job. The title of the book, again, is Gentle Shepherd, Ministries, Discipleship, and Supplementation Courses. And our author, Rayola Kelly, has joined me from Idaho. Rayola, where can my listeners get copies of your book?
Well, they can get it through Author House. And Author House, you can find them on the Internet. And they can also get it through our ministry. Author House is probably a better source, but our ministry is Gentle Shepherd, and you can find us on the Internet. It's www.gentleshepherd.com. We have a couple of different sources and where they can get the book.
Rayola, thank you for joining me today, sharing the background story into a very important subject matter and an important book for those who want to know more about Scripture, more about the gospel, and more about their faith. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
For Author Talk, this is J. Douglas Barker.